Last time on Painted Black.
Somewhere Lou's ears are perking up in Germany.
Lou never told you his porno idea, The Diary of Anne Spank?
I'd watch it.
It probably already exists.
I didn't steal it.
What is it on the Rule 63? If there is a thing, there's porn of it.
Who wants to see that? There's a lot of quiet fucking. And then eventually she's like, oh, there she comes, and then they get caught.
Yeah. And they're not, the SS busts it.
I didn't think those oppressive fucking slaty eyed bastards would let you do anything for 24 hours.
Woo! I love everything you said.
They didn't buy it in comics.
Yeah, for real, I don't care about insulting
Asians. Can we ask that question?
You want to know why they didn't buy anything from you? Because you weren't selling any fucking scrap metal.
No.
There's a thing at Comic-Con that we've been there a couple of years. We've never once sold to an Asian person.
What the hell is that?
In fact, when you approach and a person of any Asian descent and you say hi, they run. They scamper off. They're all there for the free stuff.
Yeah.
They're all there to take pictures of your stuff. I'm not isolating them as a terrible people. I'm just saying, why no comics?
Why no comic?
Why no comic? Oh, yeah. You're going to call Pete out, but you just said the most racist thing of the night? Why no comic?
What was my racist thing at Comic-Con? Oh, yeah, no touchy.
No, he wanted to put a... Actually, Justin wanted to put a sign on the table.
Oh, that's right.
That said, no touchy-touchy. You're going to call...
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Painted Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
I missed the previous Leons.
We had him, remember it was like last time on, you know, Painted Black, we had Lou here.
We had Lou here doing his job.
Yo, we finally found something that Ken hates. China, man.
You know what? Like,
you managed to isolate all these sound bites and just make us sound horrible.
But prior to meeting this guy over here, Katz, I had fucking no problem with the Chinese.
Well, you know, I had
your racism rubbed off on me.
It was Bruce Springsteen's racism that I
was born in the USA.
Yeah, man, and I know that my forefathers went across to the seas to kill the yellow man.
Yeah, too. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I have no problem with the Asians, you know.
Yes, you do.
At Comic-Con, oh yeah, there's big problems
everywhere.
Get away from my table.
What about Asian ladies at fucking tables in AC? No,
she was a dragon lady.
Dude. She didn't even look like a dragon.
She was angry like a dragon. She was breathing fire at me.
She didn't have scales or a tail or wings or anything.
No, not like Daenerys Targaryen dragon. I'm talking about like, you know, dragon lady, like Asian dragon. I don't know. It's a different dragon, like Mulan.
I don't know. I didn't see the dragon features to it.
She was mad as hell.
She was fucking heated, though.
Oh, God. The gong?
Anyway. Oh, yes.
She definitely took a personal to be called Dragon Lady.
The stupid fat American.
She spit so much fire.
You said, cards are lighting up.
Yeah, you're lucky she didn't have a throne star. She would have pinned your ass to the table.
Anyway, post-Halloween
show. I would have dropped a bomb on her.
She wasn't getting off of this topic. First post-Halloween show, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
That's Ken.
I'm back.
And save them for last. Lou's back.
How is the Rhineland, bro? Like,
I bring news from the fatherland. We will destroy you.
How was Germany?
Oh, it was good, you know? They got weird fucking customs and shit, you know? Like, if you're not ready the second...
Putting your ethnicity on your sleeve.
I'm just saying, like...
Assigning numbers.
Yeah. Like, fucking... If you don't have, like, your money out ready to pay when you're in line, the next dude just jumps in front of you.
They shoot you.
But they will never, ever jaywalk. And if you do, they'll get in your face about it.
They'll get in your face about it?
Even if, like, there's
As an American, they'll get in your face about it.
Anybody.
I'm like, look, yeah. Guy, you murdered, like, 6 million people, all right? Like, chill out. Right. I'm going across the street.
It's really weird. Like, you're not allowed to go unless there's the green man on the sign.
I feel like everywhere in Europe, like, you go, you gotta remind those native European people, World War II.
Right.
And just, don't get out of line. World War II.
You guys, right? And World War I. You guys are terrible. Like, the whole 20th century.
Don't make us get involved, though. We'll come in again. We're gonna split Germany right down the middle again. Don't right. Fuck around.
Just gotta watch it. They're riding
it's gonna
high
be
the World
in
Cup.
Fourths next time. Motherfuckers.
We're going to give a PC to the Russians again. Right. You don't watch yourself. Putin's
what
fucking
brought you
folded
there?
At the mouth.
Courtney's...
Hatred of the Jews.
Courtney's cousin lives out there. She's like, stay with me and we'll go and do a bunch of touristy shit. So that's what we did.
So you went to any of the... what are those?
Nazi castles, yes.
No,
it was silly with Nazi castles.
I was like concentration camps.
Yeah.
Silly with Nazi castles.
It was. We took like a boat tour of like just Nazi castles.
I can't believe there's so many Nazi castles still around. Though.
They're everywhere.
They would, like, cover those things
up. They have a bunch of like lamp sticks that you pull down and a slide comes down. And
you pull down and the Nazis come out.
No. Nothing like
Wolfenstein.
That.
Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Did you fight Mecha Hitler?
I didn't. No. I probably would have lost.
Wasted though. Trip.
Did you see Hitler there?
Well,
does anyone rock
per
that
se.
Style? Or is it taboo over there?
No.
I'm sure it's pretty taboo. That and helmets with spikes coming at the top are both frowned upon.
What about black armbands?
Probably up there.
No, but yeah. I did see Iron Eagle with the swastika, like, car decals.
With the swastika?
A political party
yes.
coming back in Nazi Germany.
So,
that's just their Confederate flag.
I think it's a political party
it's
coming back
worse
in Nazi
than the Confederate
Germany.
Flag.
Yeah, well.
Imagine what the Confederates did.
I'm saying
did.
It's like their like dirty little section of the country.
Okay, but imagine what the Confederates did, right? And then put genocide on top of that. Like, it's awful.
Slavery is
pretty fucking close. It's pretty
as a
much.
Business,
I think if you want to talk about pure numbers. The slavers might have killed more people than...
That's over a period of time. You gotta talk about, like, the 7 or 8 years that they were doing that.
Yeah, because we put that shit to an end, because he got involved with us. Like, that was a bad move by Hitler.
So what's worse, man?
Technically, it was Japanese.
No, but he sided with those fucking slants. That was his first mistake.
Right. Well, what's worse, like, just straight killing people, or working in the death and fucking killing them?
That's what they did, though. I'm sorry, the Nazi Germany in the concentration camps, they were working them to death,
they
not
were
feeding them.
Were work camps, quote-unquote.
They weren't like, even doing that much work towards the end of the war. They were just putting people into showers and spraying them.
Yeah,
that's towards the end.
That's the end.
But no, during, you know, when
that's
they
when
were
they
like,
killed the most people. They were like, we got all these people in this
fucking
No,
that's not
prison.
When they killed the most people. That's when they killed the most people at maybe one time. But like, the most people was like, you know, right in the middle, and they were just like, and like, you have whole people, like a whole crowd of people from the trains go into the little execution chambers and then just kill them. Like, they would just do that train after train after train.
That was the end of the war.
They were at the end of the war, they were just killing them to try to, like, hide that shit.
Well, no, at the end of the war, they were really just running out of the camps. We found so many camps of just, like, no Nazis around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where the fuck did they go?
Argentina. But Germany was kind of nice. Amsterdam we went to, got high as fuck. That was nice.
Well, the red light district, huh?
That's illegal, though.
No, I didn't go to red light.
Isn't it with his wife?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying maybe your wife could have given you like an awesome birthday present. It's like three of you.
Could have. And then we went to France for a day. Those motherfuckers, man. They even get a whiff that you're American. And they'll do their best not to acknowledge you or look at you.
The
or
pajama pants really
help you
away.
Whatsoever.
Why?
I don't know. They just don't like us. Which is a shame because like they're avid comic readers, apparently.
Oh, what was that? Bleck?
Bleck LaRocque.
Bleck LaRocque.
They're also fucking avid assholes from what I hear.
Yeah.
Avid assholes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a country of assholes.
So, World War III,
cheesy.
Not
going to
bail you out next time, bitches.
We didn't bail them out last time. They surrendered. They surrendered before we could even bail them out.
Just saying.
They
like,
weren't even in there yet.
No, yeah. We actually bailed them out. One of the things that they did before they were totally taken over was set
Shit
all
themselves?
Their... No.
Cry?
No. Before they did
Give
any of that.
Give up all their valuable artwork to the Nazis?
Well, they did that. But before they did all that, they sent California their grapevines so that their wine lineage can be continued on. That's why Napa Valley has such a rich wine history.
So the French are a bunch of pussies, dude. This is what... It comes down to them being a bunch... Instead of taking up arms against the Nazis, like, hey, motherfucker.
We must preserve the wine! Save the wine!
Like, we're gonna fight for our wine, our cheese, and our fucking...
Well, they were done. They were done after World War One. They weren't trying to fight again.
Please don't run our buildings over with tanks! Like, come on, man.
They were done after World War One. They didn't want to have another fight like that.
Well, that's some pussy shit. You got this guy on the other side of your fucking fence... Building up arms, going crazy, having powerful walks down the streets.
Powerful
walks.
They've got a mighty stride.
If you're going to call the goose-step anything, that's a powerful walk.
When you see, like, you know, 10,000 people goose-stepping in unison, you're like, wow, That's a powerful march.
Maybe we should, get an army together because they seem for real. Like, they're not going the other way. They're going only forward.
You see those? You see the Panzer tank factory pumping out tanks? That might mean they mean business.
What? Yo, the,
right.
Protect the grapes! If media was the way it is now, like, I think people would have just invaded Germany, like, pre-war. They're like, what the fuck are these assholes trying to do over here with these marches and their tanks?
Oh, no. Oh, France? I don't know.
You know the English always
too busy. America's itching to get to war, man. Well, America, our money. Like,
if we're talking about France, like, you're too busy playing the accordion and shit.
No, making panties.
Like, once I hear a steam whistle, I'm ready to fight.
Oh, no.
Those niggas.
They fucking, was he going to France during wartime? There's just like a million human statues, like, painted silver, like. Right. It's like, what, a witch come and curse everybody?
Oh man,
we should have maybe actually
get started. Yeah,
oh, but you'd recommend a trip to Germany?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Go visit the castles. They have lovely catacombs.
All right.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios. Here is the news.
All right. So let's get started with some nerd news. So apparently there's this IT guy, and they initially had this complaint against him where he had, I guess, a weird accent or too boisterous with his calls. So what he does is he puts on an atonal voice, and then he gets canned for not stopping doing his robot voice.
Was like this just the guy from Grandma's Boy?
Basically. Apparently people were calling up.
Do you have a problem with your computer?
Yes.
Did you turn it off and on again?
Like, people were calling this helpline with this IT guy, and they were hanging up because they thought it was a pre-recorded message.
Sounds like he's the brightest IT guy ever.
So what was his voice like before that? It was like, hello, I'm here to help you with your computer.
People all over that fucking area were learning how to open and close Microsoft Word on their own and insert fucking Excel documents into, like, you know, a Word document or something like that.
What?
Very factual.
Very factual.
All right. This isn't about facts, Ken. So this is apparently the higher-ups didn't like his fast talking Attleboro Brooklyn accent.
Like the Micro Machines guy? Like, what are you talking about?
They don't have like So he said he adopted this atonal voice and was just so devoid of any kind of human sound that people thought he was a robot.
So basically he just sucks at this job.
Is anybody surprised that an IT guy may be lacking some social communication skills?
Usually they're just Indian people, like,
well, yeah. They're usually very good at communicating. Hello, my name is Jim. What seems to be a problem?
My name is Bob. I'm from Ohio. Akron.
How's the weather there in New York, USA?
You're like, did you shut off your machine?
Man, I really thought I'd be getting a guy in America. Oh, I'm in America? Oh, yeah?
I think I told this story before, but I had some guy get super pissed at me for being like, you're clearly foreign. You're not from my company. Like, I don't have a problem with my Windows guy. Because everyone's got, all you guys got in the call, hey, is there a problem with your Windows? Can I get access to your computer?
No, I don't work that kind of job.
Oh, well, anyway, I get that call like at least once a week. And the guy's it's like, you must give me access for your computer. And I'm like, yeah, I have an IT department. You're clearly not Indian. He's like, why would you say that? Because you're clearly not from this country. He's like, why would you say that? And I'm like, because you're fucking Indian guy. What are you talking about?
She got a thick accent that says, I'm from another country.
Unless you call me from a cab or a 7-Eleven, you're clearly not from America. Like,
like, hang up, Jafar. You wasted enough of my fucking time.
Look, man, you want to find your diamond rough somewhere else,
you
bro.
You insult me, street rat.
All right, so he lost his job. He sucks.
Next one.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know that bitch, that teen mom who then did porn?
Yeah. No, but she said that she had a sex tape leak out. Because the porno star guy was awesome. He's like, look, James, that's not my girlfriend.
I remember James Dean.
He's like, that's not my girlfriend. That was a movie.
Yeah, I got paid for that shit.
Yeah, not my girlfriend. Again, I fucked her for money.
Not my if you've girlfriend. Ever seen a porno, I'm probably in it.
Yes.
Might be a red flag. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that she was trying to say that he was the dad, and he's like, well, unless you can get pregnant in your ass, like, I am definitely not.
Well, anal creep
have
on, huh?
Have right. they disproven that scientifically ever?
I don't know. Again, this is not...
It's called a backwards
pregnancy. We don't do facts here, Ken.
She falls asleep.
The baby comes out the ass, too.
Well,
doesn't come out the badge. Comes out right out the ass.
It's literally ass backwards.
So apparently she did like a... she had her own booth, some kind of porn convention or whatever, trying to sell the mold of her pussy and asshole. And which, ass. By the way...
2 for 1.
Well, she's famous for the one part.
Yeah.
One part spit out the kid, the other part... was penetrated famously.
That's someone's mother.
Some and poor soul's mother.
I guess sorry for him. She was getting into the Halloween spirit and decided that to attract more customers, she was going to dress up as Elsa from Disney's Frozen.
Oh, I never seen that movie.
It's gay.
Lou's hatred for Frozen is well documented.
Ken, what you got to say about Frozen? Your favorite?
Not into that movie, you faggot.
Okay. Because usually if I'm on one end, Ken's on the other.
I don't know.
Polar opposite.
You're just always on the one end, though. Like,
I know.
On
the hate side.
What are you doing going and just seeing saying, like, fucking Frozen?
Hate is going to hate.
Well, Courtney wanted to see it, so,
yeah.
You know.
It's your reason for everything. Sure,
well, you know what? I'm not totally opposed to Disney you movies.
You want to see Frozen tonight?
When can we go, Courtney? When can we go?
Listen. I'll watch.
I
you want know. To
see the snowman.
Courtney tried to strap on once.
Do you think they're going to sing like, well, for like half the movie? Do you think they're going to sing for half the movie? Or
they walk out
of the full movie.
They walk out of the theater. And Lou's like, "Let it go, let it go."
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So apparently, she thought I don't know Disney and porn coincide.
So that's the whole story. She got in trouble for
going back to Aladdin.
Plus,
some Jasmine
that
porn,
puss doesn't look that great. It looked kind of sloppy.
Spit a kid out
the purse.
The puss.
Oh, the puss.
Sometimes it's nice puss. To see, like, some ugly bitches in porn.
She's not ugly. She's just, like, used up. She's, like, 18.
Yeah. So what? Sometimes it's nice to see that kind of stuff.
A used up 18-year-old?
That's kind of sad.
That's, like, fucking every other 18-year-old in porn, Pete.
From Florida.
That's so normal.
From, yeah, the Florida. The methy ones.
Yeah, they get a couple drugs in them, and then they start banging for money, and they all look like that. Don't take too long.
Okay. All right.
Did she get? Did she at least get her like... SAG card?
I don't, probably not.
Bummer.
No.
I'm a real movie star.
So that was literally the whole story.
Yeah, but I don't know.
There's no blowback from the Elsa costume.
Well, no one said anything.
I'm shocked
bad
that Disney
about
didn't
it.
Sue.
Disney didn't like chime in.
They're like, we want our piece of that. Like, how
well,
much
I tell you what.
Disney sues for their piece of backdoor teen mom?
Yeah, you clearly were dressed up as one of our characters. Where's our money?
Well, here's the thing. It clearly isn't a Disney-approved costume. It's like one
really?
Of those sexy ice princess-like kind of thing. You know?
Was she put on like a gray wig or something? Like, I'm...
She didn't even do up the wig. She didn't even do up the wig. She half-assed it.
Girls' costumes are just sexy and not like very well thought out. Like,
no.
Yeah, I've seen some weird ones. That
I'm a
they
sexy
just
mouse.
Turn sexy. I don't get it.
A sexy mouse costume would consist of tight little skinny black shorts, a black tank top, ears. Sexy cop, tight little black shorts, blue tank top,
hat,
navy
yeah.
maybe badge.
Sexy army
like
chick,
badge number 69.
Tight little black shorts, green top, hat. Like, it's crazy.
If you have a really good costume, you're probably ugly.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're probably not that good.
At the Halloween party, there were several women there. I couldn't tell you what one of them was supposed to be.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
The skanky chick, skanky chick.
Nah, one chick was Despicable Me.
That was
Stephen's
girlfriend. That
was her friend's girlfriend.
In a weird way, you call her ugly.
Oh, yeah. Weird. A weird way.
In a direct way.
I mean, what? No.
I just got done telling you, if you have a real costume, you're probably ugly. You're like,
oh, no.
You want a real costume? Stefan's girl.
That is not how that went down.
That is pretty much how that went down.
Pause, play the tape back.
Well, in a weird way, it was a compliment because just 5 minutes ago, he said he likes ugly porn.
I'm into those used so he's up kinda bitches.
No, but as a change up, you know.
That just means I got a good eye for talent.
It's a change up, though. You know, you can only watch so much good-looking porn before you're like, you know what? I need to switch it up to get more appreciation for the good-looking porn.
I like to call it the curveball.
Yeah. The dumpster bitch every once in a while.
Old, washed up,
right?
Fucked out.
You don't want to get jaded on
all
that.
All fucked out.
All fucked out.
That is the term of the night, man. All fucked out. Can you hear me?
All right.
Hey, you never seen a bitch with all fucked out?
Let's move on.
All right. So this is a pretty short one, but school janitor jerks off on the roof, staring into neighbors' apartments.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, this sucks. I can't jack off to this.
Apparently, I think it must have been a science experiment. He was out of school. He was definitely doing a chemistry experiment. Not a chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yeah, a physics experiment where he wanted
to see how long it took before it hit the ground.
Yeah, free fall speed, dude.
You want to see the splatter patterns.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, like,
how much each wave got to the ground, you know, it was like... Doop, doop. Can you imagine that? Just like...
That's some like...
It's all hitting the ground like this little interval. Like... Venomous.
That's a terrible thought.
It wouldn't hit it all at once.
So, apparently this is a New York story. People have seen him up there for about 2 weeks before he finally got arrested and caught.
What, he chained himself to the roof? What do you mean 2 weeks?
He climbed the ladder.
He locked
every
himself
day.
Up there. That's why he's beating off.
He'd
so
have
much.
Like a 6 day stretch, one day off, and then another 6 days. Where he'd climb up there at 7 a.m., not come back down till 9, and
he was doing a 2 hour jerk fest.
Right.
I hope right before the through
he should
the
get
slammer.
Fired for that. That's 2 hours of jerking it.
It's a lot of jerk.
He was only going up there for like, he was being greedy with his time, is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because he should have just went up for about 15 minutes, came back down, everything would have been fine.
Well, apparently he was watching people get dressed in the morning, so maybe like. He'd only see like 1 minute and then have to wait a half hour.
Like when he had scrambled porn.
Right.
Top 10 unsexy things. Yo, it was right before they threw him in the slammer, I would wish they just showed him the internet for like 10 minutes.
Oh, shit.
What, had like
I could have slept in?
Oh, no. How much is all this? It's like not that much, guys.
He probably still would have jerked off.
You porn.
It's free. He would have had a fucking Randy Marsh moment.
Lord, just, Lord, Lord.
Just
Lord,
end
Lord,
up
Lord.
Getting covered.
Oh.
But there's not much.
Put that motel!
You know?
Like, as they throw in the slammer.
But apparently, there's a weird legal thing about it where it's not illegal.
No, jerk off on a roof?
It's not illegal to look at people through their windows if you don't have binoculars.
Ah. That's understandable, I guess.
What about a telescope?
Any kind of zoom.
Really good
thing,
contacts.
Right.
Really good glasses.
If you're just Coke using bottles. The naked eye, like, you're good.
The straight naked eye.
You're good.
That's right. Creepy. Like,
that's why? Extra creepy.
Yeah.
Like I should be able to call the cops if like my neighbors are just like straight staring at me through the window.
If like, you like stand off. In the street and stare at somebody through their windows, that's not illegal. You can't even get shot for it.
You can get shot for it. No, it might not be legal, but you can get shot for it.
That's true.
It's like the new episode of South Park. Anyone see that?
That's the last one I saw was the Uber episode. Butters. Not Butters. Jimmy. Timmy.
No, the drone episode.
Oh, yeah, the drone with the bush.
I didn't see that one yet, no.
Craig's mom's bush.
Magical bush.
All
right, I recommend that one.
This one's a good one for Ken. The Pope says evolution is real.
I said it.
That's a hard hit for the old Catholic community right
and
now.
Thank you, Luke.
You mean the Earth is not 5,500 years old?
And God is not a magician with a magic wand.
No, that's exactly what he was.
That's pretty much the definition of him.
Or, I'm sorry, not God, Jesus.
Actually, by Ken's video game logic, isn't God just a wizard?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just a wizard. So, yeah, he's a guy with a magic wand.
He's an all-powerful wizard. Yeah.
But a wizard, nonetheless.
So everybody likes this new pope. He's got some radical
I
ideas.
Dream of
genie. That's a genie, bro. That's a totally different thing.
No. No, no. Wizards have wands.
I was talking about Muhammad.
They don't twitch their noses.
And they usually have beards.
Jesus definitely had a beard.
Yeah, but he didn't have a hat. But he didn't have a hat.
Halo.
No, not a hat.
Not
dude.
A hat.
Had a hat. It wasn't a hat.
It's got to be a Gandalf.
But wait,
Dumbledore.
How about the crown of thorns?
Nope, not a hat, Lou. Dude, that wasn't
that's
that.
A torture device.
What would you say? That's more of a tiara?
It's a conversation piece.
Right. All right, so like basically, my man Pope Francis says Big Bang Theory is real, evolution's real.
He's talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's not that funny, but it's on.
I met Leonard. He's real.
And
kept talking about the fappening. He was back and forth. It was weird.
But it seems like he's a hop, skip, and jump away from just saying, like, yeah, all right, this whole God thing.
5 years from now, you're like, all right, this is stupid, right?
They brought me back to the secret vault. Guys, it's all bullshit.
Look at this hat they make me wear.
Right.
Why?
Nah, but then he went back to his fucking $12,000 feather bed, and he's like, I'm never going to tell anybody the truth.
Who knows? Though?
This guy's gotten closer than any of them before.
I know.
He like read all the books in the secret room in the library. He's like, you guys believe this shit? Like, it's crazy.
This is all the bullshit.
But he's not Italian though, right? Isn't he Nazi?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Or what. Argentinian?
I don't do an Argentinian accent. So now he's Italian.
All right, get on that, Pete. You're the voice man. I got two voices.
Guys, we sounded crazy.
He's Sami, the Pope.
This is a complete a farce.
I believe he was a plumber.
He could have been.
It's like just as believable.
Yes.
I heard he was a fucking bouncer.
Mario? Yeah, no, probably. He lived in Brooklyn. There was a lot of clubs there.
The Pope.
Yeah.
What? No.
Prior to being a Pope, he used to be a bouncer.
For like Studio 54.
I kick ass for the Lord.
I don't know.
Right. I heard some good clubs.
You're not good looking enough to get in.
Oh, man.
My buddy is Argentinian. He went like back and visited his family. He said it was like the best time he ever had. The women there, top notch.
Pope, no, you gotta go to Brazil.
Pope is getting some primo hotel.
I always heard Brazil's the place to go.
That's why the Nazis went Carnival. There.
If you want to tranny and fucking to have somebody sell you liver.
Well, you gotta wear a condom. You gotta wear a condom because they all have AIDS. But I heard that's the place to go. Carnival.
You also gotta fucking get some bodyguards because they will sell your organs on the black market there.
Well, don't go to fucking like rural Brazil. I'm talking about to Rio.
Rio is fucking one of the most dangerous. Did you hear all those
World Cup stories?
No.
Remember Brazil? Like all the shit that was going on between games. Just all the crime? No, none of it.
I mean, I heard that the actual government itself was just like killing people and sweeping up all the riffraff before the World Cup.
Yeah, but they got gangs that are like better equipped than the government.
Probably the government is garbage, like, based on bananas and shit. Like
bananas and shit.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's based on bananas.
Let's move it.
They do grow bananas in Brazil.
I'm sure.
Export.
It's a jungle.
Bananas and asses.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Do the next one.
You guys ready for the next installment of Chinese news?
Oh, Chinese news.
God, Chinese. Man.
Play the theme.
Chinese news.
Something about that made me wildly uncomfortable.
No, that was great. I actually feel like a warmness in my heart because I've watched so many kung fu movies.
Yes.
Every time you hear that, you're like in a rural Chinese town and some guy's about to know that there's a master there or something like that.
Or like he's in the noodle shop and these fuckers are like flipping noodles like it's Cirque du Soleil.
You had noodle dream?
Right. He knows some kind of weird noodle kung fu.
Oh, yeah. He's just all jelly-like.
You know?
That benefited by the visual. I feel bad for everyone.
One montage later, he's kicking ass.
He's got his chopsticks up some guy's nostrils. And
this is a great movie.
What was it? Actually, you know, those Chinese movies never really had like a I'm slowly getting better scenes. They were just the master. Like, you know, there was
no montage.
No montage of them getting better. It was just like, I learned to fight. Bah, 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 bah.
You know? No, I have a few, but they are ancient. They are super. They look like they're colorized.
Crazy! Yeah. They're made in like 1948 or something like that. And they got
the new ones. I guess they just got tired of waiting for the dude to get good. He's good from the get go.
Yeah, who wants to see him get good? That's an American thing.
That's
yeah,
a classic like 80s American action story.
We're like underdogs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chinese like underdogs. They just like straight up ass whooping.
Oh, yeah.
You come out the box.
You see Legend of Drunken Master?
Oh yeah,
Chinese version.
Yeah, I know that you have to watch those. I hate the dub versions. You have to watch those with the original.
Well, they remade it, didn't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they definitely
they Americanized. Yeah.
The old one is so good.
Well, when I say American, I mean like the dub version. Jack I like to watch the subtitle version.
All right, what's the story?
All right, so we're in, what's the city called? Seoul?
Seoul, Korea?
Let's just say China.
Seoul?
No, Seoul, Korea?
I guess. It's got an E in it. It's got an E in it.
So yes.
What? Yeah, but that's the way we spell it. They don't have
you
letters.
You spell your name L. Don't be too picky on spellings.
L.
And your last name has every vowel in it.
Back to China. So they've got all sorts of competitions. This one... literally called Space Out Competition. Any ideas?
I thought you were going to say the Kumite.
No, that's...
Kuma. Finish him.
That's not news. That's just...
awesome.
Tradition.
You can take that as a sound good, by the way.
So, any ideas what this is?
I'm guessing you zone out. I wasn't
exactly. There's a straight gif of just Asian dudes looking bored as shit.
I would win this competition.
You just get stoned.
Yeah, being stoned.
That's a performance-enhancing drug, though.
You think that you could be still, not talk longer than an Asian person? I doubt it.
You never seen me really stoned, dude. I get catatonic.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
But eventually, you're not stoned, and they can just sit there forever.
I would eat some powerful brownies.
They go into Zen.
Oh yeah,
like meditations.
Mm-hmm,
continually just eat powerful.
They take
brownies.
Vows of silence for fun.
Yeah,
I would get so stoned, my eyes would look like they were bleeding. And I'd just sit there perched like a fucking owl.
You're good for like 8 hours, but what about the rest of your life? They're willing to not talk forever.
All right,
you'd eventually fall asleep.
They would eventually
need a cigarette.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. You're not allowed to make any sudden movements. You have to keep steady heart rate, and people come over and try and distract you, make you laugh. So
see,
I think
that,
being
I
high,
lose my shit there.
Yeah, being high is not a
that's not true.
A pro if you can't laugh. And apparently
they have competitions basically to be as close as a corpse as you can.
Well, this is like, again, drawing comparisons, their hot dog eating contest. Like, this is what they're
good at. No,
they're
good at that. They come over for that.
The Japanese, these are the Koreans.
Okay.
They make look,
the one guy.
They make shitty animation. I'm sorry, my bad. Their thing is shitty animation where it's like one picture for like 10 minutes. Like,
they do drag out the fights.
It's not even multiple pictures of them moving. They just shake it in front of the camera. Like,
yeah.
He's charging up.
For 3 weeks.
When I was a kid, I thought Dragon Ball Z was a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm further watching it. It's a lot of, like, one-cell animation. It's like...
a lot of a guy charging up and a bunch of guys talking about how he's charging up.
How long is Goku going to run on this road? Like, what the fuck is this road about? Like,
right.
That was like the original.
What's going
bromance.
On?
Exactly. The original what?
That was like the original bromance. It was like dudes talking about other dudes charging up. Like, oh no, he's really charging it up.
I don't want to know about bromance.
You made it weird, right?
Man,
yes.
Dragon Ball Z was fucking gay. It was dudes watching each other get off.
What do you think sports
is? Actually, no, I understand. I understand this whole thing. I understand this whole thing. It's about a whole bunch of guys screaming and grunting for like an episode, and they're like, they let out the attack. They're like, ah! And it just comes out and hits the other guy. And the other guy's like,
ah!
And he gets hit with it. It is kind of like blown a load.
It's like a play in football.
Right.
A lot of build up.
Oh, football is totally gay, too.
All right.
Moving on.
Okay. So, apparently, the competition is supposed to just get people to get out of their daily routine and just relax and shit.
It's boring, is what it is.
Yeah.
Get out of your daily routine. Is this North or South Korea?
The good one.
How about get out?
Fucking, you work a day off.
Yeah. Of course it's not North Korea.
It's saying, like, it's important to clear your mind.
The challenge of this epicness can only be in South Korea.
No, because they wouldn't be having this in Northern right. View, who could worship King Jamun the Hutt?
I bet you
could not eat for the longest period of time.
Dude, I bet you they have
the whole countrywide. Let's see. Go. Right.
I bet you they have the same competition.
Love still praising glorious leader.
Dude, I bet you they still have the same competition in North Korea, but it's mandatory.
Did
it's
you
not...
hear about what his whole right. disappearance was about?
No.
Oh my God.
Walked through a crowd of people, he lost them.
he was importing like,
it's like Waldo.
Hundreds
exactly.
of pounds harder. Of this like Nordic cheese or like Swiss cheese. It was like a rare cheese, and that's not part of the Asian diet. So he had like a terrible case of like gout, and he had to have like an immediate. Yeah.
Can you get gout by eating one piece of cheese? Is that
he wasn't eating one.
I thought it was like a lifetime of.
Have you seen that doughy little dictator?
He loved like this certain cheese, and he was importing like hundreds of pounds of it. So
hundreds of pounds of cheese?
Yeah, so he was eating.
It's like, yeah, give me like a cheese wheel, maybe, like, but like, you need hundreds of pounds of cheese.
We love this cheese here in North Korea.
They just that probably was fried it. Jamaican-y.
He's a good cheese man.
Right.
He just probably fried it and put it in a dumpling.
Zoom.
Right. It's just because I'm stoned, man.
Yo, he just probably fried it and put it into a dumpling anyway, like. Will you push by that again? It makes that clearly sense. Made of cheese.
Yeah. Ken's what, impression.
What's your Asian?
Kim Jong-un.
I don't got the Asian impression, man.
It's all right. I got two impressions. It's not that.
It's Romano.
Yeah. Ray Romano and old-timey prospector, I guess.
When can you ever go to either of those?
He finds ways.
I just crowbarred in.
Does the situation ever call for a Ray Romano?
We just crowbar. It never calls for it. Ever.
You don't understand how much we talk about Ice Age. Like, the one thing that guy did.
What about Everybody Hates Ray?
What? That is a show he had, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't watch
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Went on for 10 seasons, no one watched it.
It wasn't that
a lot of people watched it, just not us. Not the demographic.
I watched a ton of it.
Did you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I didn't.
I was a stone.
I imagine you watching it like fucking Clockwork Orange style with your eyes ripped open.
Somebody putting drops in.
I used to sit in a booth for like 16 hours at a time doing that security garbage. So I would watch like a whole bunch of bad TV that you wouldn't even consider watching if you weren't stuck in a booth doing a security gig.
You should put some Angry Birds instead.
Like, I didn't have that kind of capability.
This is pre-smartphone.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's rough.
He had Snake. Right?
It was like...
Was that era?
I was either going to watch the World Series of fucking... The Little League World Series, the World Series of Poker, or I was going to watch some fucking Everybody Loves Raymond.
I never got the World Series of Poker so much. It's like, let's all watch cards. It's like...
I hated that era.
Oh, God. It was
I'm
the
all
worst.
In. That would be the only Is thing that, I would say if I was in the tournament.
That like, era when cards, like poker, was considered really cool, and we were watching... We knew the names of guys who wore, like, hologram glasses and shit.
Yes.
It was stupid.
You know, I'm willing to say I liked it, even though it was pretty gay. But I think I really hated the shit that came about afterwards. We're like, well, if cards works, let's try some other shit. I saw, like, World Pro Dominoes.
No.
And World Pro
no,
Darts.
No, like, well, was, wait, first of all, was that a bunch of cholos in a backyard?
No,
like,
it was, well, it was
ESPN, the Ocho.
It was, like, one Hispanic dude and...
No.
It's a bunch of old Cubans.
It was like a whole apartment.
It was
like
Ice Cube, and he was yelling Dominoes.
No, it looked like
it was a whole apartment
like Creole
building in East
people.
New York.
Creole,
like the what are they called?
Like New Orleans people? Like
no. From
black.
Well, black, but from like the Mediterranean.
Are you sure you know what the Creole word means?
Oh, where
Middle
is that?
Eastern.
No. What's that black?
Black,
Haitian?
Black from
Haitian.
The
Mediterranean.
That's not Creole.
Well, they speak Creole, don't they?
That is the Caribbean.
French.
Yeah, but they
the
speak
Mediterranean.
Like a...
No, Creole is like a French American mix.
Wait a minute.
Is it?
Hold on a second. You guys are the two dumbest people in the whole world. Because he said the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And you said Haiti.
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the Caribbean.
Yeah. You're both fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Master's degree. He's like, suck my dick.
What? By the way, what are you doing?
I'm standing up.
You just can't sit any longer?
No, man.
He's getting anxious. All high and mighty on us over here.
All right, so, like, super... Business. All right, so black people and Hispanics and nothing else.
Clearly.
And then World Series darts.
I don't think there's a white person that knows how to play dominoes.
We've played
no, you haven't.
In this house.
Oh, yeah, EJ taught us.
He probably taught you a different
He's
game.
White.
He taught us probably the wrong way to play.
He probably taught you a different game that's not dominoes.
You mean you don't line them up and tip them over?
It's called white bricks with black dots.
Yeah, he had to play in like poker with those things. Like gin rummy.
You got a two? Yeah. Goldfish.
But yeah, you guys never saw that?
No, that's ridiculous.
I never saw the darts. I never saw dominoes. Clearly that had to be at a person's backyard with a grill
It was
going.
Like ESPN 2... Clearly couldn't be on original.
I'm saying I've seen the spelling.
Coming up next on ESPN 4, Mahjong Madness.
The spelling bee's kind of crazy.
It's like little kids spelling words that I didn't even know exist.
Did they have like dynamic music and...
I saw that bad
no.
words
Quick
movie.
Zoom up.
No,
like
it was very, very cheap production.
Just generic
Yeah.
YouTube spelling bee.
Just like they do like the every other little kid thing that they do.
The only thing I've seen of that is like... once things got televised, people started doing dumb shit. And so you'd see on YouTube, like, kid decides, like, instead of spelling the word or asking a question, he'd recite shit from movies. So they'd give him a word, and he'd be like Napoleon Dynamite and be like, do chickens have large salads? And they'd be like, what? Like, and then he would spell the word and, like, get it. But apparently that was, like, a thing.
Were they disqualifying him?
No, because...
That's awesome.
He didn't get the word wrong. That's he was so just awesome. Fucking mumbling to himself, you know?
What's the next one?
All right.
That's a good impression there. You might have to add that to the
list. Thank you. You
might just... I fucking hate that movie, by the way.
I do, too.
It's so bad.
It's so weird, yeah.
I was brought... Me and Pete were brought into that movie with our
boy, high praise, like, too much Matt. Promise.
It's like, dude, you gotta watch. It's the best movie
I've seen
all
this
time.
Movie in theaters 4 times. It's the best movie.
I literally waited the whole movie for a laugh. And then, like, it ended, and Max like, wasn't that great? I was like, what part did you think?
Brian,
was
at the end of it, Brian turned into Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. Like, disturbing, like, NERDS!
It was stupid. And his other movie, Nacho Libre, sucked dick, too.
It's pretty bad.
That director blows.
And I did laugh one time during Nacho.
And it kind of squeezed.
No, I think it was the kid tried to give him corn. And he's like, get that corn out of my face! And smacked the corn, and that was it.
The only thing funny about Nacho Libre was Jack Black, and that's because he was on a roll at that point.
Yeah. The only movie Jack Black I enjoyed, I think, is Be Kind, Rewind.
That particular movie is not like a funny movie.
I enjoy that movie, but it's not like a super funny movie.
What about School Rock?
School Rock's a good movie.
School Rock was all right.
It didn't keep me as entertained. I liked watching them reenact the like RoboCop and shit. That I thought was great.
What about Cable Guy?
He was in that?
Yeah, you remember wearing a...
If you go back
Jim
far
Carrey
enough
Jim Carrey jumped off
90s,
his back and dunked.
If you go into the 90s and watch like a bunch of 90 up. Movies, he's in most of them.
Wow.
He's just like the guy, like the third lead best friend.
He's a Demolition Man.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
He's one of Edgar Friendly's dudes.
He's the Jonah Hill of the 90s.
He's not retarded obese. Like, he's just...
What? Well, even Jonah Hill... Jonah Hill was the Jonah Hill of like the early 2000s.
He's not like some funny Jew guy. He's like Jack Black. He's over the top.
Yeah, and he sings a song and like everything.
On Mr. Show, he's all over that.
Mm-hmm. He's funny. I like him. All right, so what were we talking about?
All right, so next story is a court case about beast porn.
Like the X-Men guy?
No, I don't have a theme song for this one yet. Okay, so this dude is a bus driver in Wales.
Big bang pow to the moon!
Got accused of...
the Welsh Ralph Crandon.
I can't do a Welsh thing. But you want to try it?
No.
You're the Cockney guy.
I know.
Just do it.
The words aren't good for it.
Well, yeah. Come on.
One of these days, Alice. Bam, zoom. Right to the moon.
There you go.
All right. This guy was being accused of being in possession of extreme porn.
What it would be
of
considered?
A woman having sex with a tiger.
A tiger?
Uppercut! Yeah.
So this guy...
Unexpected direction on that one.
Yeah. Nice. This guy ends up getting slandered and shit. Like, everyone in the community... Everyone in the community, like, hates him. He
gets
death threats.
They got barbed dicks, don't they?
He loses his job.
They got,
you know,
razor sharp claws, though, bro. Like, if they get a little bit
rough... I'm talking about every part of this animal can kill you.
Yeah. I would like if it was, rough, like, was it the Tony the Tiger?
Wait, well, wait for...
I'm great!
Wait for the twist, all right?
It feels great!
Here's the thing. After this guy, like, his life is ruined, he has no job, he has to move away so he doesn't get harassed constantly, police notice at the end of the movie, the tiger in the video, who's banging the chick, goes... That's great.
Richard Parker! That actually happened?
Yes.
No.
And then they go, oh, it's a dude.
Was there an Indian dude being like, Richard Parker? Parker?
It's like, I hate that movie.
It's a super intense furry.
It's a super intense furry.
That's not a furry, that's bestiality. A furry is like a person in a costume.
That's exactly what this is.
This is a guy in a costume.
You missed that part.
You missed that part? You were doing your Richard Parker thing.
After this guy's life was ruined... They review the tape and realize at the end when he's like busting nut, he's like, that's great.
What morons thought the guy in the tiger costume?
I don't know.
You know what the funniest thing is? Is the cops started watching that and then one of the cops was like, huh, I'm going to go back and make sure I watch that to the end.
Right.
I was going to say, like, That's true. That's actually true. My initial thought was like they were too grossed out with it. Like, we're not finishing this. But there was the one guy who was like, something's not adding up in this case.
I see this tiger. I need to borrow that
tape again.
Chief, I really want to see this tiger bust a nut. I gotta see if this is real.
Was it? I guess this guy spent a lot of money on that suit.
Did he tigger pile driver? He wasn't
even in the video. It was like one of those, like if you go to 4chan, like one of those videos.
I heard they invented a move. It was called the Tigger Pile Driver, where he got up on his tail and was like, bah, 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 right in there. Right?
And then he was just like,
he just bounces and bounces and bounces.
Bounce, bounce.
Dude, wait, that was another one. You did another one. There, you do a tigger.
I can only do the laugh, or whatever that is.
That's all he had.
That's all you need.
Every time I try to do a tigger, and
he sounds like a fucking drunk sailor or something like that, right?
Every time I might do a tigger, it always ends up being the Hanna-Barbera character. It's like, exit, a stage left.
That's a good fucking character, though. That guy was 100% gay, right? Was that the Pink Panther, or was that the Snaggletooth?
It was Snaggletooth.
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 Yeah, that guy was funny. I want to see those again. But
Hanna-Barbera.
That guy. Up the gay, though. Like, really make him exit, over the top.
Stage run. Exit, right. Stage butt.
Right. Stage now that butt. Is a good segue.
He said gay. He wanted gay.
I mean, like, yeah, that would make it funny. Let's continue with this segue of butt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the Boston Globe, it's a decent, you know, source of journalism. Not like some piece of shit.
Wink.
They republished a New York Times story about chocolate on the website. And then decided to tweet about it so people would hear it. For some reason, the graphic that they went with it is two pieces of chocolate.
Do you have it there?
Yeah. One of them's a chocolate butt plug. The other one is a chocolate Santa holding a butt plug.
That's a butt plug.
Wait, is it like one piece where it's like...
You sure it's not a ring pop?
It's a butt plug.
You put them together and it's like...
It looks like a used
no,
butt
plug. No, it's just two pieces of chocolate that happen to be butt plug related. One butt plug and then one Santa holding butt plug.
I mean, is this chocolate that melts in your mouth and not your ass?
The Santa one, to be fair, the butt plug may be a Christmas tree. Yeah. But the other one's clearly a butt plug.
And Santa's in jamming... Santa's in jamming mode?
Like, no, he's standing next to a giant...
He's going reverse Grinch. Item. He's pulling it from a chimney. Reverse Grinch. Now he's not jamming in his butts.
So people saw this and were tweeting back like, oh my God, this is for real. There is a butt plug there. Nice butt plug. And things like, I prefer chocolate dildo. But hang on, there's another thing about this with the chocolate Santa. Give me a second. On the right is Santa Claus, which is a statue. It's modeled after a statue in Rotterdam, affectionately referred to locals as Butt Plug Gnome.
It's kind of like David the Gnome, but... Right.
So, it's a butt plug and the Butt Plug Gnome. Nice work. Good journalism.
It's a great folk hero. The Butt Plug Gnome.
Do a Butt Plug Gnome voice.
Don't know what that would sound like.
Kevin, Ken.
I was just fucking with you. Ken's guys.
I was going to say, Ken stepped up to the plate.
Step one, butt plug. Step two, step three, money.
Yes. Yes.
Bravo.
But Ken's eyes lit up when I said, yo.
I never seen a guy lean into the mic, eyes lit up, and he's like, I've been waiting. Just give like a good old breath of air.
He's like, finally.
Just wanted to fucking.
I thought of one voice Ken does do though.
What's that?
Which is white guy asking for more twerking.
Oh,
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
You mean
make that booty clap? Why don't you?
Make that booty clap.
Don't you know?
So I can fit this butt plug.
I think that's.
Whoa. He's the butt plug gnome.
That's a butt plug gnome.
Avast virus database has been updated.
Thank you, Avast.
You got an update.
Ooh.
That guy was not
that
talking
was me,
about.
Was it?
Yeah, that's never happened before.
All right, so more with the deviants.
Open up your ass.
Love it. All right, so there's a cop who apparently has been pulling women over, and he gives them an ultimatum. You can either give me your underwear.
What a creep.
That's number one.
What a creep.
Give, or let me lick your feet. Or you go
a non-consensual dick in your pussy.
Yeah.
What was the last one?
Or you go to jail.
Oh.
Oh, it was a non-consensual dick in her pussy.
Yeah. No. Apparently, here's the weird thing.
Now we're getting to the weird thing?
It was already weird.
No, that wasn't that weird.
He gives him the spiel about the underwear, the feet, or jail, and then he's like, but if you choose option B, which is the feet, if I get close to them toes, I'm probably going to lick them too.
I don't care. If a cop pulls me over and was like, I can lick your toes and or give you a ticket, I'd be like, lick my toes, motherfucker. Like, do what you need to do. I don't want a ticket.
Well, then he's got to go to a roof and beat over the janitor friend.
I'm fine with that.
Like, I would be like, fucking give me a ticket, you fucking homo.
Yeah, seriously. I would probably fight that ticket.
I would probably give the
underwear. I wouldn't fight the ticket. I would pay that shit, and I would be like, you fucking, you're a homo cop.
If I can get off a ticket by letting a cop eat my asshole out, I'd let him do that shit too. I'd be
like, all right, oh, bro. No.
Tongue punch my fart box.
I don't know. What if he hadn't shaved? You know, that stubbly on your butthole.
To avoid a ticket? I'm cool with it. Like,
stubble on your butthole? That probably fucking feels terrible.
I mean, I'm sure it doesn't feel
great. He's beating a ticket, Ken. What are you not getting here?
Like, seriously, like, I'm sure the whole thing's
awful. I'll pay the $65 and fucking not have a guy eat my
asshole. To have a fucking cop lick my asshole? I don't give a fuck. I'll get up with 10 tickets for that. Like,
in fact, most times when I pass a cop, I yell at my window, lick my asshole.
Yeah, but you never mean it.
Tongue punch my asshole. You never once have
meant it.
I don't mean it literally, no.
You never want a cop lick your asshole.
Well, I did mean it literally, all right? Lick my ass, cop. Like,
you're sexually repressed, bro.
Why am I repressed? I'm the guy who's getting his asshole licked out by a cop.
Yeah, dude, that's a weird fantasy.
It's not a weird fantasy. Come on, man.
Well, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it's a little strange. You want a cop to lick your asshole?
Specifically a cop?
What about a fucking lawyer?
Nah, I'm cool with lawyers.
What about a judge?
They could blow me.
No, I've had nothing but good verdicts and... And you're basically saying the Jews lick my asshole? Like, come on. Like, with the lawyers, like...
Whoa! You found the racist bend, didn't you?
Nice.
I mean...
Jews are not the only people who practice law.
Below the Mason-Dixon line, you're right about that. They don't really usually tread down there too much. But that's why law's crazy down the South.
That's where my cousin Vinny went.
Touché.
That's why, like... Touché. That's why eating... Roadkill off the road is an actual law in like Arkansas because people have been doing it. Like, it's not a law in the books here because no one's ever going to do it.
I mean, outside of like New York City and Long Island, you're right about that. You go upstate, people eating roadkill.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's get up to Maine. I'm sure things change.
Maine?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to upstate New York,
bro?
I heard a story about this from a friend.
Dude, I heard Maine just rains lobsters. That's all
I've seen people picking up raccoons on the side of the road in upstate New York. Like, I don't think they were moving them.
There's wide stretches of New York upstate that don't have civilization.
Yeah, it's called all of it.
Yeah.
After you get out of, like, Westchester and, like, the last town.
Westchester's even a little you're like, okay, people up here are a little weird.
The last town on the edge of the map is New Rochelle. It's like, after you get past New Rochelle, it's like no the boondock, dude.
Yeah, dude, don't pull over and ask for directions.
They got a Buffalo Wild Wings and a neon golf course. It's like, it's like they're still kind of, like, with us a little bit. You go upstate, it's like you get, like,
you get
good
like
barbecues.
Outside of like the college towns, which are fucking boondock as shit. College towns are in New York are crazy. And the ski resort towns, which are like only good during the ski time.
I was actually invited into a guy's house in Oneonta when I visited my friend. He was like, yo, you want some cocaine and microwavable pizza? I was like, no to both. Fine on both fronts.
That's a weird
thing. Yeah, it wasn't even like a good one.
You won't take even a little bit of cocaine and
like
Helios.
The dollar red barons or something
lick
like
your asshole. You're a strange man. I don't get you.
Oh, you're gonna get your ass licked whole by a townie?
I don't know that I've ever turned down a little bit of cocaine in a fucking microwavable pizza.
Cocaine, dude. Yeah. You think they got the good coke out in the boonies?
I think once you have the one, the other becomes a lot better.
Yeah. You eat the pizza, you get
like,
the
just do a couple of fat rails, you're just like, lick my asshole, Downey. Like,
I was talking about pizza.
Okay.
This is why you don't go upstate New York, bro.
Yeah. I love this Red Baron pizza. It's so good. It's like a dollar.
You got townies giving you cocaine and tossing your salad, bro. This is weird.
A lot of jails up there, you know.
Oh, it must be.
Gattaca!
You talking about Walmarts or jails?
Walmart's like a...
Walmart's a jail run, for they like... run. They run the jails in upstate New York, I'm pretty sure. You go in there, you shop... Fucking pay your warrants.
All right, let's move on to the next thing.
All right, so here's the last thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a list of user reviews on Amazon for a Ouija board.
It was spooky.
Right. Since we're doing spooky stuff.
Five gasps.
Right. Well, I'm just going to read a couple to you.
Okay. Do one of your famous impressions as you do it.
All right.
Go prospector.
Let me look for one that sounds like it could be a prospector name.
All right, go Ray Romano.
Okay,
just dive in, man. This isn't right. Performance art.
All right. This guy named Dark Soul with the title "Nope." He's like, "I was
just nope."
Go for it. I was trying to contact my grandmother. Did not work. Think the apartment is haunted now. Do not recommend. 1 star. He did the monster. So this one's good. All right. This one's clearly a black dude. It works, but I don't only use it once. Wonderful. Like my black voice?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yo, black people totally buy into that.
Fun was had.
That was just the title. Here we go.
They're totally afraid of the supernatural.
So check this out.
It's like the wonderful.
One of the people we contacted was Greta. She said she was born in 1904, lived in Germany during World War II, and was a Nazi. She admitted to killing people, and I'm not Caucasian. Told me she didn't like me because I was inferior. Told me she wanted to kill me. 4 stars.
Man, imagine they would have gotten along with a 5-star review.
Okay, right. From that one, weekly segment on this show is we read Amazon reviews for things. Right.
Oh, man. Here's a weird one. Some chick named Lisa. Warnings. Do not play when ill. Do not try to throw away. You must burn it. If the board screams and you hear it, you have 36 hours to live.
Oh no, cardboard is coming to kill me.
If the board screams, you have a lot of problems.
That's a nasty paper cut.
Yeah. If you're just like, can I talk to...
Try setting it on fire.
Listen to this weird one from some guy named Sinzeo. Do not use it unless you want a permanent guest. I'm not a Bible thumper, born again, or a religious fanatic.
Just an idiot.
Yeah. I do my two times a year visit, Christmas and Easter. I believe in tangible things. One night when I was 14, 35 years ago.
Wait, hold on. Can we just dissect this a little bit? He does his 2 visits a year, but he believes in tangible things.
Yeah, that's 2 more visits than somebody who believes in tangible.
Well, I see there's like a lot of families make you go and shit like that. I get that. What he's trying to say is that basically he goes Easter and Christmas with his family. All
right, so let's hear what he did 14 years ago.
35.
35 years ago.
This is a 35-year-old fucking review.
And
this
guy, as you guys know, disclaimer, everything that happened 35 years ago is true.
Is this part of the Monster Mash?
Oh, yeah.
So the dude like, sounded like he's getting an underwater blowjob? This Monster Mash is so good.
Monster Mash, my cat.
He's getting blown by the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hey, he said
with
he was
my electro.
He was home alone and visited by an angry spirit. He continued to live with us. Won't get into details, but believe me, it was the worst experience of my life. Moved out at 21, never came back home. Mom recently had an exorcism by Saint Michael's order. I cannot be sure that Ouija invited him, but I can tell you, I never went near one again. My suggestion: play Monopoly.
So now this guy trolls the internet, finding Ouija boards and reviewing them poorly.
Yeah. And there was another review. I don't know where the fuck it went.
I bought one of these 35 years ago, not from Amazon.
I would love to do like
let me tell you about it.
I've never done the Ouija thing, but I would love to just do the Ouija thing, just to be like, have all of us put our hands on it and not move a fucking inch. Just be like, is there someone here?
I'm pretty sure if you get enough like atheists in a room doing a Ouija board, that thing's not moving anywhere.
Oh, here's one.
If you have one idiot,
I'll bring up just because of that. It's not that funny, but this guy's name is Crusader Prime. Excellent for converting atheists. I've been giving these things away to all my atheist friends with the primary purpose that they will abuse the power and that the Ouija board possesses. Sooner or later, they will make contact with something.
Yes, because evil things are made from Parker Brothers.
Mostly demonic entities. When they feel threatened by crazy stuff happening, they will look for help, as they always do.
I've never been more threatened than a game of Monopoly, I'll tell you that much.
Of the 34 atheists
I've given there's too many hotels on that one.
29 have sought the attention of Catholic
priests. Please don't take my properties, please!
And 25 of them are an RCIA study to become Catholics.
Oh, I'm sure.
5 stars.
I'm sure they sell this powerful conversion tool at Toys R Us.
Dude, this guy's got no friends to buy Ouija boards for. That's what he's telling you.
Yeah, I'm going to do one more, and I'm just going to pretend it's some crazy black lady. He's like, this damn boy let a ghost in my house. Now it's haunted. 2 stars.
Oh, fuck, man.
You give people a voice, and that's what they do.
That made me happy.
Hallelujah.
Medea goes Ouija.
I would watch that. That sounds like Ernest Goes to Jail or some shit like that. Medea goes Ouija.
Sounds like a better movie than Ouija.
That's true.
I'm sure Ouija is just your cookie cutter fucking like Paranormal Activity movie.
I've been hearing that one's extra shitty to be fair.
Ghosts are like the least scary.
Ooh.
Oh no, please don't make scary.
Luigi
noises.
Took on ghosts. Who cares a shit? He fucking had a vacuum.
Right.
Oh, where's the Mario in the game?
Like, if it's not a demon or like some kind of fucking monster, I'm not about it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of anything you can beat with a fucking vacuum.
You can beat a lot of things with a vacuum, though, man.
Like, dust
I'm not
bunnies.
Afraid of a vacuum.
Like, fucking, like, I could
fuck you beating with a vacuum, Lou.
Just about, I could beat a man in just a mission, I think, with a vacuum.
Like, maybe with his dick.
Any kind of insect can be defeated, or anything smaller than a toaster can be defeated with a vacuum.
No, not a spider, because you know spiders crawling out of that shit.
No, but then you hit it with the fucking vacuum. You could just smash it.
Right.
Well, I mean, why would you bother to hit it with the vacuum when you just step
I'm
on
just
it?
Saying, if we're covering all bases,
right.
It can, in fact, kill a spider.
Also, fuck spiders.
Fuck spiders.
They're off.
And crickets.
I'm cool with it.
No, crickets are gross.
They're not gross. They're annoying.
No, the type we have around here are just annoying.
Yeah, come on.
They're loud.
I'm not even talking about those. I'm talking about the basement crickets.
Yeah.
Basement crickets?
Yep. Yeah.
They
look like
drinking your parents' fucking liquor, smoking your fucking mom's cigarettes.
No, they kind of look like some mix between spiders and crickets.
Yeah, they're called cavern crickets.
All they do is watch scrambled porn in your basement.
If you happen upon one in your basement, their natural thing is to try and just jump all over you.
Yeah, their defense mechanism is they know they're gross, so they jump right at you and hope you go, ew!
So you might be just taking a shit and all of a sudden some fucking hairy crickets jumping on your legs and shit.
Why don't you step on it?
If you're on the toilet?
here's a bug story.
Step on the cricket.
Bro. They're about the size of this.
They get big.
I got a bug story for you guys.
I'm afraid of fucking stepping on a bug.
Wait, I've actually hit one of these with a textbook. Remove the textbook to go get a paper towel and clean him up. Fucker was not dead. He jumped away.
Sounds like you're a bitch.
I found the efficient way to kill him.
How's that?
You just got to get above him somehow and give him the old M. Bison head stomp.
Kill him with the flow.
Stomp right on him.
Because I've been just shooting straight up Clorox bleach at them.
Oh, that works too. I have a downstairs apartment. I've been
not to chemical warfare.
Yes.
I got a bug story for you. I was about like maybe 12 years old, and we were watching a movie. Me, my mom, and her boyfriend, on the couch, and like a moth flies in my mom's face, and she's like, and like slaps away from her face, lands on her boyfriend's lap, and just slaps the shit out of it, and like straight up, like nut slap. Oh. He's like. Just like eyes bulge out a little bit, like as hard as she could smack this poor moth Right in my right in her boyfriend's balls.
She got it at least though, right?
I think he flew away. I think it was
the moth lived to fight another day.
winked at her boyfriend. I was like, all
right. Hey, you want to do some stupid people?
I would love to do some stupid people. Cock-flagged
eagle. Stupid people. Right. I only got a few of them, but they fall into three categories.
Stupid, stupider, and stupidest.
It's stupid criminals.
Yeah.
We got Australian bullshit, and we got gross women.
Gross women first.
You want to do gross women?
Ken. Ken's favorite. Fix that in post.
You've called him Kevin twice tonight.
I know. You know what? I've been watching The Office.
I've been watching Home Alone 1 and 2.
Kevin!
I've been watching fucking The Office like crazy because Courtney loves it. I find it mildly funny. Has moments.
This sounds a lot like found a way to hate. There you story.
Go. Yeah.
No, hey, Courtney made me hate, do it. Hate.
No, no. You know, I've laughed at it, but I always find that the boss of the show is severely irritating.
And your poor Steve fucking Carell? Wife, man. You're making her sound so
he's
lame.
He's hated like, Steve Carell for years.
Steve Carell is not funny, but like the gym guy and the Dwight guy, they have funny interactions.
None of that's funny.
But Steve Carell.
I think you guys, that's a funny I show. Think you're I like hate wrinkles, show. Bro. That show's funny.
I probably. All right, let's go.
All right, let's
you
go.
You know it's not funny when me and Lou could agree that it's not that funny.
There you go.
I like Steve Carell.
I like that show.
I liked him better...
The first couple seasons. Then it got weird.
You can't specify now. Now you get
after Steve Carell left, it got a little weird.
You can't tell me that you like some, but you don't like others. It's either good or it's bad, bro.
Well, every show gets a little weary after seven seasons.
Yeah, that's not true. What about butt sex?
What about butt sex?
Yeah, what about it?
What if you have it with a dude? Is that cool?
No.
Exactly. See, not all butt sex is cool.
I don't even know if butt sex with chicks is really cool. It's cool in
it's
pornos.
It's a little overrated. But
it's cool in pornos.
It's a little overrated.
When the chick's butthole is kind of like a regular chick's vagina.
Nah, you're just gaping a lot, you know.
I'm not into that.
All right, let's go on.
Let's do a story out of Germany. This is a gross woman story. Staff at a pharmacy were stunned when a robust figured woman, their quotes, walked into pharmacy asking to buy a breast pump. Then she pulled her titties out, sprayed down the pharmacist, and tried to make off with some money.
She pulled her tits out?
That's a good
and sprayed them with shitty milk.
That's...
She lifted her shirt, squirted breast milk at the workers, and then made for the registers.
Did she get any money?
Yes. She got...
They were all terrified of breast milk?
Well, they came back to stop her. She sprayed him down again. Here's why she's stupid. Here's why she's
in
stupid.
In the face! In the face!
There's a reason that she's a stupid person, and that's she had already handed them $250 for the $25 breast pump and then went for the cash register where she made up with $12.
Why did she give him $250?
Because she's dumb.
Well, she needed to get that, like, going, you know? You have to be like a...
Ha-ha, breast pump, pa-pa-pa, ha-ha.
Like, she must have been swell with those...
$250 for a $25 breast pump?
Yeah. I guess it's in Germany. I guess maybe they have larger bills than...
Just I don't like know. Big, comically big bills, like...
Well, no, it's the euro.
Yeah.
And is that a coin?
Like, no. Well, they do have coins, but they have, like, tiny money.
It's mad tiny.
It's
well,
like
they have tiny hands too.
It's between the dollar knows bill that about size. The Germans. It's somewhere between dollar bill and Monopoly money size, like right in between.
Like McDonald's money.
Like Jeffrey money, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you ever watch like Boardwalk Empire where he's doling out money and the bills in the 20s were like twice the size as
that's
money.
That's only
now.
Because Steve Buscemi is like a midget.
Yeah. He's got little hands too, notoriously.
Yeah.
He's going to get the tall
but
people.
The euros are...
Camera trick.
The euros are like that, too. Like, the bigger the denomination, like, that bill's a little bit bigger than the last one. It's not good for a wallet.
I think you were just still stoned from Amsterdam.
No, it's weird. Like, the 50's bigger than 20, 20's bigger than 10.
It's for blind people and...
I heard and that shit. Over there
that
they
makes
call
sense.
A quarter pounder a royale. Jeez.
Yeah, they do, Vincent.
Who told you? Some ugly motherfucker with beady eyes and a big forehead?
Talking about Travolta?
Yeah, no, fucking Tarantino.
We're going back to our pre-recording conversation.
Ken's
Grandma
like,
Wallet right
handsomest
there.
Handsomest man of 2014.
It's the one that says bad motherfucker on it.
That was actually a story a couple weeks ago.
We did that story last week.
The man knows how to make a movie. Just don't star in it.
He doesn't star in any of his movies.
He does, like, you know, little
tidbits. I'll give you that.
Kevin Smith does the same thing.
I watched Django the other day. Yeah, but
Kevin Smith isn't, like, an eyesore to look at.
He's a fucking fat mess. What are you talking about?
He's fat, but he's not, like, got an ungodly face.
Are you really hating on Tarantino's face? Like,
if you were going to have sex... Who's got hate? Hold on a second.
Just saying, love the movies.
If you were going to have sex, I need a poll here. Yeah. You're going to have sex with one of the two, Tarantino or Kevin Smith. Who would you have sex with?
I hang myself.
No, based on physical appearance only, who would you have sex with?
Just physical appearance? Because I was going to say, like, Kevin Smith, he's probably, you know...
Kevin Smith just because he's definitely the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, he would be the bottom.
110%
Tarantino would want to do weird things with my feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Kevin Smith would probably, like, want to hang out afterwards.
I would definitely not want to hang out.
No, I got nothing to talk about after that.
I just... Plug your butthole up, like, get away. Like,
Tarantino, just do it and leave. But Kevin Smith, he'd probably make it better.
Tarantino's definitely more fun to hang around with, too. There's probably women and cocaine and fucking hash.
You give him too much credit, man.
Well, this is probably definitely true in the 90s. Yeah. He's probably married. He's like 50 now.
Nah, that's how he got Brad Pitt to do Inglourious Basterds by showing him the script and getting him high with hash.
Where's the cocaine coming to play, though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, cocaine was the 90s.
You didn't say shit.
You can't be doing that for 20 years.
Listen, it's not a stretch to get a big name on that movie.
What are you, a Rolling Stone? You just can't.
Tarantino's movies are way better than anything Kevin Smith's ever done.
It doesn't mean every he's not uglier. We're strictly talking the guys
in high school. Beautiful women sleep with him, so I can't call
they
him.
They also sleep with fucking Mr. Boardwalk.
Poke in the whiskers.
Nah.
Mr. Boardwalk?
What's his name?
Buscemi?
Buscemi.
Is he married?
I'm sure he's married.
Like, fucking...
You're making that up. Tarantino actually bangs beautiful broads, though.
Everybody with money does, man. Everyone.
Nah, not everyone.
Everybody with money.
Nah, not everybody.
Who? Name one.
With money that doesn't bang beautiful broads?
Yes.
John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. But he doesn't have a lot.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Tom Arnold.
All right. Roseanne Barr.
All right. Tom Arnold doesn't have a lot of money.
I know. He's the dude that Roseanne Barr, who did have a lot of money, was banging. That's the best she could get.
That was more that like...
Lumpy bitch.
It was more like he was the best she could get.
Anthony Hopkins, dude.
All right. I found it. Yeah. Tarantino was not married. But when you Google it,
he's a girlfriend for a long time.
He's got a lot of beautiful girlfriends.
All right, now let's Google fucking Nucky Thompson.
Steve Buscemi.
Listen, I'm pretty sure he's got a nice looking girl. He's got money.
The first things that come up when you type in Steve Buscemi are eyes, teeth.
Yeah, he's definitely got a better dentist.
I bet you he's dating a really good looking female pug.
Listen. If people think the dude from Aerosmith looks good.
Oh, he's married with kids.
What does his wife look like?
Decent
looking. Just terrible.
You could tell that she was attractive years ago.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
I'd give her the plug.
There you go.
Alright, so what were you even talking about here?
This is stupid people.
A woman sprayed people with breast milk.
Oh, fuck that bitch. Let's go on to the next thing.
Alright. Again, Australia, gross women, or stupid...
Gross women. Let's get the gross women out of here.
You want to do the last gross women?
Yeah, let's get rid of the
nasty gross. This one made me rich when I read it. So we do these kind of stories a lot where the woman goes into the doctor because something's not right downstairs. This time it was an Arkansas woman. Should get that out of the way.
Ugh.
Very bad odor that the doctors were poking around down there to find a deer tongue.
What?
Lodged in her vagina.
That just made my dick cough, bro. That was terrible.
A deer tongue?
A deer tongue.
What was that doing in there?
All right. The woman, I'll read it. The woman finally confessed the dreaded details. After her husband's recent hunting trip, he brought home a deer and gutted and dressed it in their garage. She admitted to seeing the tongue, admired its length, and had snuck off with it to use it as a pleasuring aid.
People are
She didn't remember leaving it up there. Look at a picture of this tongue.
I can't do that.
People are fucking crazy,
she didn't remember
dude.
Leaving that up there?
It's a big, gross, footlong thing.
How old is she?
How do you fucking not leave that? What?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Dude, people of a certain age have got to realize it's the fucking internet. You could just order toys. Jesus Christ.
Cheap, too. You can't
a severed
$7.
Tongue?
You're
disgusting.
Putting a piece of uncooked meat essentially
bloody
into you,
chopped out fucking tongue.
More or less, that's like me like cutting out a horse's pussy and just fucking it. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's like you fucking getting a raccoon to lick your fucking balls.
That's very dangerous.
Well, a dead raccoon. It's dead.
I can't lick my balls if it's dead.
Well, I mean, it can't exactly lick her.
Can you fuck the shit out of me if you were a corpse? No.
It's necrophilia, like, though.
Of course it is.
Like, so, a live raccoon doesn't compare. That's an inanimate
object. No, necrophilia is you banging it in it, an object.
Right. No.
It's dead. Yeah.
No, it's a dead. You banging the dead.
It's dead.
No, it's like...
You're fucking the dead.
If I necro, cut off... If some, like, weirdo took your cut off your finger and shoved up his asshole a bunch of times... That's not necrophilia. That's fucking terrible.
That is 100%
necrophilia.
Yeah, man.
No, you can still be alive.
But your finger's dead.
Yeah, but
no.
Necrosis has said it.
Necrosis is not a word.
It is a word.
It is totally a word.
What does it mean?
It means that finger's dead.
Yeah.
Necrosis?
It's rotting.
Was it coagulated?
The blood coagulates.
Coagulated. All right.
All right.
It must be the cheese, man.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about Korea again?
We're talking about Seoul.
Seoul?
Seoul, Korea.
Next. Seoul.
All right.
China. Let's just say China.
Stupid criminal.
China. I thought you were like, China. Let's just call it Gina.
Let's do that.
Stupid criminal or Australia?
Probably Australia.
Yeah, why not?
You really want to save the stupid criminals for last?
Stupid criminal.
Let's do a stupid criminal. All right. This is the worst story, so let's get this one out of the way. A guy was going crazy stealing guns from cops. Like breaking into police
cars. That's not crazy. That's awesome.
No, it's stupid because he wasn't paying attention, and when he broke into a officer Chavez's car, he dropped his debit card.
Oh, shouldn't have done that.
You don't bring your wallet on heists.
Sure you do.
This guy.
Well,
did.
You don't drop it.
Yeah. What if you don't get anything good and you want McDonald's late night?
What kind
then
of?
Then you hold it up because you have all these shiny new guns.
What? You're not gonna waste a shiny gun on fucking McDonald's. What if you have to shoot somebody?
Oh wait, no. Chavez was the criminal. My mistake.
Way to be a stereotype, Chavez. Thanks. Dick.
Mr. Latino cop.
Right. Motherfucker.
Yeah, so they've... Now, my concern would be, this guy's going on this rash of gun stealing, and you find out where his house is. Who's the brave soul that's like, all right, this guy stole like 30 shotguns. Who wants to go in first?
Yeah, I'll go in. He's dumb enough to leave his debit card in my fucking car. I'll be the one to go knock on his door. Sir! Yeah, we want to talk to you. We're the oil company.
Gas man!
Here's my badge. Oil company here. We gotta check your meters.
I'd go if I was dressed as like a pizza man. No one suspects the pizza guy.
Knock on the door,
I always suspect the pizza man.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Fat Tony over on the corner told me you got some guns.
You roll up dressed like a cholo.
Yeah, you got it.
I would only do that if we if we planted a fat dude on the corner, ready to wave when you mentioned him.
Yeah, Fat Tony.
Fat Tony. Right over there.
I don't think you plant fat dudes, though.
Can't you? They have resources.
They're not like sleeper cells, man. Like they people notice when there's a fat.
That's the point.
Yeah.
All right. See, you missed it. Like, never mind. It's not worth going back.
All right. Yeah.
We're past that. Okay. Just Fat Tony will be on the corner.
Fat Tony's on
the
corner.
He'll be there.
So Ken can wave to him. That's your street cred.
I'm going in, dude. I'm not afraid to go in and have a little firefight if that's what comes down to. That's the fucking part of the duty.
What, are you crazy?
No.
Firefight?
This guy's dumb enough. He left his debit card in a fucking cop's car while breaking into it. You afraid to go up and fucking ring his doorbell?
If you're bringing a cop car, I think you're cool. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, not in the cool, like you're a cool person. Like, I think you're cool with getting into a firefight with a cop.
Yeah, but you're dumb.
Yeah, but so this guy stole a bunch of rifles and shotguns from cops.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know how
to I think that's actually a good trade.
And then they found his house. Like, you know he's armed.
Yeah, but he doesn't know he left his debit card in your car.
I couldn't buy any bullets!
All right, so did they catch
I'm just saying
him?
He's
oh, they caught him.
All right.
This is like a Trailer Park Boys. He's dumb. You could get one over on him thing.
Let's see, they got him on trespassing.
Yeah, just book Fat Tony for the week. You gotta keep him there for like at least a week, though. Make sure he gets spotted.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Fat Tony, he's got his ear to the ground.
Fat Tony knows what's up.
Yeah.
This is the best Manhattan. Let's do it. Terrible, terrible impression.
What was that?
That was an impression?
This is the best Manhattan.
That sounded like the best Manhattan.
That was the Pope.
Hispanic guy.
This is a damn good Manhattan. That was the Pope.
Why do you insult me with this dry, flavorless Manhattan? All right, what's next?
Yeah. All right, let's do the other dumb criminal. This guy broke into a Subway. Zachary Raphael Torrance, an 18-year-old.
The hell of a name.
He was arrested at a Walmart, actually.
They got Subways and Walmarts?
They do.
They do, yeah.
I'm not shopping Walmart. I'm not totally broke.
I was going to say, at the Walmart right down, you know, Farmingdale, Subway.
They have a Subway.
Eat fresh. All right? $5.
Footlong?
$5.
You're going to tell me that you're above a $5 footlong?
Yeah, man.
I'm talking about Walmart.
Don't front on $5 footlongs.
No, yeah. But I mean, like...
Where would you go to get, like...
A sandwich?
Something cheap.
A deli.
You've never been to a Walmart?
It's like $2 more, you get a way better sandwich at a deli.
Yeah, but I've gone to Walmart for, like, if I need to replace a picture frame, something stupid that, like...
You're talking to a guy who doesn't do that.
You know, that you don't need a high-end...
I'm replacing a picture frame.
He claps his hand and somebody takes care of that for him.
He's got Amazon.
Why are you constantly replacing picture frames, Luke? Can I ask that?
Sometimes
he's taking a lot of pictures.
I will go to the bathroom with my hand against the wall, accidentally knock one off.
What are you doing with your hands?
Fucking.
Because I don't bring a flashlight with me.
Don't brush the walls when you walk by, guy. Like we talking about.
I just go in the dark. I'm like, let me just try and feel it out. Accidentally hit a frame, like, fuck.
What are you, a fucking locust? You got no eyes.
Well,
he's poking around with one of those, like, blind cane.
I don't fucking sit up and wait for my eyes to adjust.
You don't turn on a light as you walk in a hallway in the dark? Like, what are you talking about?
I could walk in the dark with my eyes closed, I think. Like,
I'm not fucking skimming walls on my way to the toilet, I'll tell you that much.
How dark is your house? Is
it a cave? It's very dark.
It's a cave.
It's fucking pitch black.
Very dark.
The frame budget in the Figueroa house is out of control.
Stop fucking knocking over shit. We have midnight pisses.
A lot of frames.
Every morning, Courtney wakes up to just disasters.
Guys,
Lou, did you have to pee at night again?
Guys,
shit. We're out of vase.
Show of hands.
Frames.
How many...
You kicked a dog.
How many midnight piss trips have you broken a fucking frame with?
Like, never broken anything. I stubbed a toe one time.
Never. I stubbed my toe once. That's about it.
No, it didn't happen, Lou.
All right.
Anyway.
I didn't say everybody goes through it. I'm just saying, hey.
That's like sometimes. That's like a good lie. If it was a bad picture, you just threw it on the floor. Like, it was a midnight wander to the bathroom.
Like, Walmart is not the craziest thing. I just don't buy food there. I don't trust it.
Food?
Food.
They have food there?
Yes. Yeah, they have crazy cheap.
I've never been to Walmart.
Disgusting food.
Like, the people there are so poorly paid. Like, I don't trust them to maintain the food quality. Get it out after it's expired.
Yeah, but I imagine it's probably like a supermarket, right?
Like,
yeah.
It's a mess. It's like a department store. You ever been to like a Costco?
Yes.
It's got that feel.
Yeah, no. But no. Costco's not way nicer.
It feels like a slutty heroin addicted Costco.
Yes. That's perfect.
You know, like how Marshall's is like a fucking indoor garage sale? It's like that.
I don't go to Marshall's.
But with food.
I went to Marshall's with this guy. We found Ricky Pants. So
I knew the right way to go for the Ricky Pants.
Just saying, but you've been in one, you know, it's a train wreck. Walmart has a food section that's like that. Kind of like garage sale feel.
Disgusting.
Everything's scattered. Nothing's in the right
people,
place.
The people. It's worth going in to see the people.
No, I don't go to Walmart.
It's worth going in to see the people.
Marshall's is
you're
going to
see
I'll
somebody
go
with, like, a goiter.
I bet you there's mad people with the carts. Like, not carts that you push, carts that you ride on.
They exist.
I got a belt or a pair of socks at Marshall's. There's nothing wrong with
Last time I went into a Walmart.
You can go to Marshall's.
I actually ran into a friend of mine.
I'm not going to knock you for that.
It is like an indoor garage sale, though.
It is. It's a little bit of a mess.
Very much so.
Like, you got to work for that deal.
Well, there's just everything in the world there. You're like, do you need a pillow for your bedroom? Do you need a pillow for your couch? Do you need a toy for your kid?
You do a lot of pillow shopping?
Do you need some spices? Do you need some
It's like your frame clothes? Budget.
Exactly. Some people buy lots of pillows.
It's like the bazaar is what you're trying to say?
I don't need any of that stuff.
It's like slightly better than Tri-County Flea Market.
Tri-County Flea Market, I stopped going when I was like 12 years old, man. Like,
I went there like a year or two ago just because I want to see how it maintained.
You bougie motherfucker, I'm sorry.
Like,
you're rich, I'm sorry. Right. Us poor poor motherfuckers over here.
Do you go to stores anymore, motherfucker?
Whatever, motherfucker. Like, Ken's over here buying numerous belts from fucking Walmart. Like, I like a belt. You know? You got belts here? I got a brown one. You got a black one?
Did you actually illustrate the point? Those who, like, work hard for their money. Buy belts at Walmart. You buy belts from Amazon for $400+ that are plated with gold.
That's a fucking championship belt. And yeah. maybe one day you can step up to the plate and earn a championship belt. Some jewels on it, you know, represent that you are champ. Fuck your Walmart belts.
If I ever had
Velcro on the back.
The ones that keep your pants up.
If I ever had $400 to throw away on a WWF replica championship belt, I would go buy some more drugs.
I could think of a few things I'd rather have.
You haven't bought enough drugs, is what you're telling me.
I don't buy drugs.
That's your first problem.
He has his
roommates do.
That's your first problem.
Anyway.
His doorman buys before the drugs. Before we went off on this.
He's like, I don't buy drugs, I clap my hands.
Stores? Boy! What's this store?
Boy,
you
bring me more pot! Right. I like more of that Laffy weed.
I want a marijuana cigarette.
Come read me the news, Mr. Pennyworth.
What?
I don't know. That's a butler name.
That's Alfred's last name.
Exactly. Okay. It just came to me.
Mr. Busybody, bring me the morning paper. All right, let's go.
Okay. Well, the only reason we got on the Walmart thing was this guy broke into a Walmart in order to break into a Subway. Seems like a roundabout way of going about
it. Eat fresh!
You want to guess why he tried to rob the Subway?
Day old foot long loaf.
Nah, it was because of Jared's diet.
It was.
Jared's diet?
I heard he broke into Subways in the middle of the night. He just walked there, guy. No. Chill out.
This guy tried the Subway diet and it didn't work for him. And he felt bitter and felt like he needed a refund.
Wait. You mean Jared didn't eat like 3-4 foot long Subway sandwiches and just got thin?
He probably did, but it was always like the vegetarian one.
No, if you read his story, the guy ate like a 6-inch Subway, walked like fucking 3 miles to get there.
Yeah,
and there was like a water and a Subway sandwich.
Like you can't have any of the dressings, any of the sauces. Can't have a drink. Can't have chips.
Dry, fucking vegetable ass sandwich. Right,
straight lettuce straight on wheat meat. Bun.
All it was a hollowed out piece of a 6-inch. Bread with pickles in it. And that's what the guy ate for fucking 2 years.
It was that rawhide that you gave to dogs. 2 cucumbers, a tomato, and a fucking shoelace.
The spinach
shoelace. For roughage.
Spinach leaves, Italian vinaigrette, and spit. That's what the sandwich was. On the, what's the grossest one they got? It's like the cheddar like, wheat bread. I don't know. There's a terrible cheddar bread that I don't want a piece of.
I think Subway is gross. Like the smell of a Subway is like it's got a.
It's not
specific bad. Scent.
It's it not bad, but like smell. For $2 more, a deli sandwich is so.
That's the only difference is there's no deli open at 9 o'clock at night.
That's true.
Don't get a sandwich then.
Sometimes you feel like a sandwich.
Listen, Pete. There's never been time for a sandwich.
Do you not have bread at your house?
I'm sorry. You don't bet if I go in your house right now. There's no bread.
I get bread. I make sandwiches.
Stale ass bread.
I make if there's one thing I do make in my house.
It's got Melba toast.
It's sandwiches. I don't even know what that is.
Gefilte fish.
I'm not even Jewish.
Melba toast's not Jewish.
Gefilte fish.
That's definitely Jewish. Well, I mean, they're not like known for their cooking so much.
I buy white bread and lunch meats. And that's a...
When you say lunch meats, you mean more like bologna?
Ham, turkey, salami, bologna.
White fish and cream cheese and scallions.
All right, at
point. When did I become Jewish?
He's so Jewish.
I need some lox.
Let's get some blintzes and kugel.
Oh, man. All right, we got anything else?
Yeah, let's go to Australia.
Are they the ones that people call Kiwis?
No, that's New Zealand.
That's New Zealand. These are Aussies.
Crikey!
That's just their nickname. They don't have a fun racist one.
What was the racist one for the Australians?
No, he's saying Kiwi is the other one, so what's the... We call it an Australian an Aussie. That doesn't mean shit. You know?
Neither does Kiwi.
Doesn't it?
It's like a fruit.
Right.
Kiwi strawberry is a good combo.
You're saying like the insult.
Fruit. Right.
Kiwi Sharma like is a racial slur. Yeah,
meaning, what is the N word of an Australian?
A poor Australian.
That's it?
You koala fucker. Like,
right. Like maybe like a dingo or something.
A dingo?
That's the only thing I know. He's a filthy
wallaby.
Yeah, Yaru.
Why don't we call him Boomerang? You stupid Boomerang, motherfucker. I'm always throwing you and you're coming right back.
You Foster's drinking Roo. I don't know.
All right, so these guys.
Yeah, Vegemite, like.
Is that theirs?
They like that shit.
They do like the Vegemite.
They like that shit.
Weird Australian.
They were proud of that for a while.
Men at work, Vegemite sandwich, kangaroo loving, koala having.
This is a knife.
Fucking wallaby kissing.
Big shoe wearing motherfucker.
Big shoe wearing. Big boot kicking.
Alligator,
son of Britain, convict, six pack abs, gorgeous
flowing hair, surfers,
afraid of sharks, pussies. Like,
no, they're not afraid of sharks. Hence the story.
Oh shit! Oh.
We found the segue in there somewhere.
Okay.
All right. 26-year-old guy was out on a boat with some friends, and they found a rotting whale carcass in the water.
Pardon me.
And his friends said, wouldn't it be funny if you went out there and tried to surf that whale carcass?
So he did?
He did.
Yeah!
How did he do that?
He swam out to the whale carcass, climbed on top of it, despite the fact that it was surrounded by several hungry tiger sharks and a great white, and he surfed the thing.
To be fair, they weren't quite hungry because they were feeding on
They were eating a big fucking dead whale.
That sounds like a fucking Old Spice commercial. Right, like some dude punches out some sharks and starts surfing a whale.
No, I watched the video. It's
surfing
not so cool.
Whale, right. Son.
It's actually just disgusting because you see him swim through shark infested water, which is cool, to climb onto a giant rotting fish carcass.
Yeah, which stinks.
It looks disgusting. Like
slimy. His feet were probably going 2 inches into it. It was like,
yeah, just. Mushing in,
just sitting in the sun all day.
Yeah,
exactly. Until the boat comes close enough that he could jump back onto it, because the sharks were starting to notice.
You could hear
the
squish from far away.
It's like a boot in mud. Like, yeah.
The reason he's stupid, well, his parents think so. Mom thinks I'm an idiot. Dad's not too proud either. He confessed.
He confessed.
Good parenting.
All right, is that the end?
Final Australian story.
All right.
This one made me chuckle a little bit. Also in Australia, a man took a plane to a bar by taxiing it across an entire town while it had no wings and a spinning propeller while school was letting out.
So he drove a fucking plane.
While all the time, Indiana Jones was fighting his big, bald Nazi.
Going punch for punch.
I was picturing that the entire time I was reading.
For punch.
He was driving this plane like a car. It had no wings, but it did have the giant propeller in the front.
It's not really a car anymore, bud.
But he's driving it like a car, despite the fact it also doesn't have a wheel.
It's not really a plane if it doesn't have wings.
It doesn't have a wheel. What is it then?
I don't think the wings thing is the not plane part. It's not the plane part. It doesn't fly.
It doesn't have wings.
What would you qualify it as?
A vehicle.
Yeah.
He drove his vehicle.
A light tractor.
His spinning blade mobile.
Stupid mobile. Like.
Yeah.
Across an entire town while school was letting out. Little kids trying to cross the street while this propeller's coming at him.
Stay in school as he fought the fucking
There's
angry
a life
German.
Lesson for the little kids. Look both ways before you cross the street.
When you hear, you turn the other way.
They should drive propeller planes up and down the streets of any city to just weed out the numbers.
They do in Germany. That's why they're so uptight about jaywalk.
Do not jaywalk.
Cats went from like upper middle class to fucking Illuminati real quick.
Right.
I didn't say the poor. Every street, you know.
Every street that has poor people on it.
To look, mostly the ghetto. Let's just fucking train these things back and forth across the bad towns all day long. Like you could put like. All types of, what are those things, the blade on the fucking rope?
A pendulum?
A pendulum everywhere, you know?
Pendulums out too.
In front of Walmart, like be like, put a pendulum in front of Walmart entrances so that, like, you know, the poor get killed a little bit, you know, as they try to go in.
Poor get killed.
Wow.
That would not deter Walmart shopping, I'm sure.
It's so cheap. I got to get these socks. Like a million socks, like $10 is so good.
The poor would be like fucking filtering in through the vents and stuff. It'd only be killing the rich.
They'd be sitting there like Mario trying to count it out like one, two, and jump. But anybody on the little carts would die, so that's good. Like, right? Like,
anybody on the carts would
those
die?
Those people are a waste of resources.
Yeah, the
push the carts. Chubby.
The people on the scooties.
Yeah. Oh, the scooter? Come on now. They're not making it through a pendulum.
What if they stop it with a shield?
What? No. What? The shield doesn't stop the pendulum. The pendulum's good.
If they're going like...
It would at least knock them off the scooter.
Six, 7 miles an hour with a good shield could stop the pendulum.
You're talking about people who don't have the strength.
Blow them right out of their car.
Yeah, you're really over... betting on the people who are too lazy to walk a mile.
I'm saying they're like 400 pounds. They're a lot of weight behind that, Pete. That's blocking a pendulum. I'm
saying. Saying momentum plus that weight but tips
plus
a scooter.
The 6 miles an hour. 6.
I say
4.
To
5
get.
Miles an hour,
you're being generous, sir.
I say to get into.
Oh, they got the big American models.
I say to even get
things
into.
Go 3.5.
I say even get into Walmart. You got to do like the 3 trials of the Indiana Jones: The Last Crusade. Be like walk through the the hallway full of saw blades.
You got to. Who's the collapsing floor?
Yeah,
take
the leap of faith, and then you finally get cheap socks.
There should be a riddle in there that's somewhere too.
I was gonna say an intelligence test,
like the Sphinx is there.
You gotta fight the Minotaur in the middle of the maze.
You guys are really putting Walmart out of business here.
I hope so. They're taking a lot of American jobs away. It's part of the reason why everyone's so poor.
They take your job?
No, I got a good job.
Back to why you ain't no Walmart.
Because they're taking all the jobs of the...
You don't like cheap socks, kid?
I hate cheap socks. I pay top dollar for my socks.
Of course.
His socks are delivered by a drone.
You guys don't buy your socks left and right foot individually, guys? Like
monograms?
Yeah, monograms.
I got these Gucci socks. They got red...
I got gold...
They got Louboutins. They got red bottoms.
I got gold-toed socks that are literally gold. Like, my socks are worth money. All right. So,
That's it.
I smelled your feet. They stink, bro. Your socks aren't worth shit.
You Quentin Tarantino my feet? What's good? Like,
nah, you take your shoes off and they stink.
Mm. All right, so do you want to play one game before we get out of here?
Mm-hmm. How long have we been going?
Buck and a half.
Show and tell?
Show and tell. All right, everyone with me.
This is audio. All
right.
Like, yo, look at this.
I said we do a Living shit. In America. That's all.
All right, let's... let me, I didn't prepare.
All right, so where you want to do Live in America?
We talked about Brazil or Australia, maybe?
About France.
Australia seems like the necessary place at this point.
We haven't done that yet.
All
right. Yo, man, Ken was the only one not getting down.
Fact, toilets flow the opposite way in Australia. Thank you, Simpsons.
Everything I know about Australia.
Everybody was jamming, then Ken just rubbing his eyes.
Lou is not a guy that you want to commit crimes with, because he a stoolie, bro.
Did not feel the funk, man.
Like, officer, I saw Ken sticking merchandise into his bag. Damn. Don't know what he was doing.
You stoolie like that, son?
He's a stoolie like that, son.
I'm just saying, like...
Yo, stoolie Lou.
Last week, they discussed, like, that song was the one song nobody could, like, not move to. And this week, Ken's just sitting there like he's on the Korean sitting contest.
The Korean. It was a follow-up to the Korean just not doing anything contest.
I got caught off guard with a couple of beers, a joint.
Okay.
Things happen, Lou. Fuck you.
All right, yo, what's the first question?
Hang on, I'm trying to bring this up.
Oh, you're trying to bring it up.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Is there more than one famous Australian dude, or just like...
It's fucking the dude from,
Paul Kurt Hogan. Russell.
Paul Hogan.
That's it, right?
The guy from Men at Work.
Mel Gibson.
He's Australian?
Kurt Russell's not Australian.
Russell Crowe.
He's like from Ohio.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Really? I'm about to like Google famous Australians, because...
Oh, what's that bitch from,
Kylie Minogue.
Yes! That was the chick I was thinking of. To Cammy from Street Fighter / In Biodome.
Yeah. She's that bitch.
That bitch.
Man.
Iggy Azalea. She whacked. I don't like her.
Yeah. She's dating Swaggy P, though. She's
I don't know who the fuck that is. Oh, that's the guy who looks like James Franco from that movie, right?
From Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers, right?
Nick Young. L.A. Laker.
No. He has the blonde cornrows.
He's Swaggy P, Nick Young.
I don't know who that is.
Nick Young from the Lakers.
That's Swaggy P?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
He's a basketball player? That's the guy's white.
All right.
Iggy Azalea is dating Nick Young from the L.A.
Apparently, the Aussies have Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Wolverine. They got Wolverine. Yeah.
Nicole Kidman.
That's right. It's true.
He's Mel Gibson. You were right about Mel Gibson. Heath Ledger, it says.
Oh, he was.
Well, rest in peace, Heath.
Yeah.
Thank you for your one role.
Wasn't Jesus.
And then, like, they have so few that, like, number 10 is, like, AC/DC.
They're pretty big.
I know, but, like, the list, like, ends. It's a bunch of no-name people after that.
Are we got it up now?
All right, let's do this.
All right.
All right, so let's start at the top. Capital. Capital of Australia.
Crocodile Swamp. Ville.
The Crocodile Swamp?
No. Crocodile Swamp, Ville.
Ville.
Yeah. Dingo ate my baby bird.
Motherfucker, man. I was going to say, like, Ozzy Dingo Town.
Low hanging fruit for all of you.
Dingo ate my babyville.
I'm pretty sure it's the Sydney Opera House.
Just the Opera House?
It's just the Opera House. It's just that one place.
Oh, Nemo is also Australian.
Oh, here we go. Steve Irwin.
That's the most famous Australian.
Nemo, my friend.
Yeah, dude. Followed by Dory.
All right, so what are the points on that one, Ned Pete?
Nobody got anything right. So
I totally got everything right.
The correct answer was Canberra.
Really?
It's not Sydney?
I thought it was Sydney, yeah.
That would be was going to be the next question. What is the largest city?
The largest city is Kangaroo Town.
what city is the prison in?
All of them.
Yeah, I'm going to say the prison is the largest city.
The continent of Australia is the biggest city.
Yeah.
I don't know. There is just this.
Africa? Is that the continent? Who knows?
I was going to say that country the Kiwis are from.
What's Indonesia?
New Zealand?
New Zealand is the biggest city.
Tasmania.
It's offshore, but.
Now, I don't know if my geography is right, but Australia owns.
Hobbiton.
All the islands in the world, right?
What?
Yeah. They own this island.
Yeah, they own all the islands in the world, right? We're Australian.
I'm a little bit Australian. That part. One-tenth Australian. What's next?
All right. Who is the Prime Minister of Australia?
Mr. Kowal Upin.
He sounds a little bit black.
Whoa. He's brownish gray. Lou, you fucking sick fuck.
Just saying.
He's a tan color.
Kowal sounds like an ethnic name.
Prime Minister Paul Hogan.
I was gonna say Paul Hogan.
Nah, that's totally wrong. It's Crocodile Dundee. That's the Prime Minister.
A racist drunk Mel Gibson.
Fucking asshole. That was my backup. I was gonna say, like, Mel hate the Jews Gibson.
No. Not just like Mel Gibson. He's gotta be racist and drunk at the time.
Yeah.
It's like he comes up, he's like, hey, how you doing? Everybody's like, why aren't you fucking rip-roaring drunk, Mel?
It's definitely
shut up, sugar tits.
There's a continent to run here, bro.
It's definitely the fucking sauntering sailor Russell Crowe from South Park.
Tigger.
Trying to find people.
Tugger.
Yeah.
Floating around the world.
Floating around the world.
All right, let's do... what is the predominant religion in Australia?
Boomerang.
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 You throw it, it comes back.
Mel Gibson scraps.
Your throwing stick. What was the line? Your throwing stick trick is boomeranged on us.
Right. Now,
he threw the boomerang on the fourth day.
Is anti-Semitism a religion?
No.
Anti-Semitism is not a religion.
They pray to Mel, I think.
No, yeah. they pray. They pray to the great white shark. Please don't eat us.
And to the fucking tarantula, and to the scorpion.
And all the awful things that can eat you.
And snakes and crocodiles that can eat you.
Seriously, so much kills you around here. All right, that's actually a whole section on the Wikipedia page. Things that'll kill you in Australia.
People, number one.
Punching the correct kangaroos. Answer, of course, Catholicism by 25%, and by 23%, no drunk? Religion.
No?
Well, how about a question that said, what's the number one killer in Australia?
Yeah.
Well, that's not...
Drunken bar
ranked, but let's do it anyway.
Kangaroos with gloves on their hands.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Dingoes. Dingoes eating babies.
Yes, that's the leading killer of babies. I don't know about full-grown humans,
There's a crazy infanticide in Australia.
A riled-up Missy Elliott.
rugby games.
How does that
work? It, let me work.
What? Did she just like snurf nick-um, all
yeah,
over them?
Yeah, yo, know, the whole Serengeti. Whatever.
Snurfs all over them.
Smurfs.
Interesting. I'm telling you, she eats some Australians.
It's kind of weird.
I believe it, though.
What is the, let's do the flag. We gotta do the flag.
It's a boomerang going in a circle.
Okay.
Around a crocodile.
Around a crocodile?
Yeah.
Hitting a kangaroo.
Being ridden by a tarantula fighting a
falling into a koala.
Two kangaroos fist fighting right, a boxing
eating a Vegemite sandwich.
It's a bunch of koalas standing over a grave of a koala saluting.
It's a nice. Knife on one side and a spoon on the other. It's a knifey spoon.
Knifey spoony. And a Foster's in the middle.
Oh, man.
I have a coffee. Beer.
Car.
Beer.
Fee.
Beer.
Beer.
Oh, man. I'm going to say
is from The Simpsons.
The flag is
a didgeridoo.
Wolverine chilling with Wolverine Bear.
Interesting.
That's a weird hey, one. Wolverine.
They're just chilling.
We haven't pulled out Wolverine Bear in a while.
Hi, Wolverine.
Oh, no, Wolverine.
Yeah, they're just getting along. Chilling. Right.
That movie took place in Canada. Doc, give your points.
National Anthem?
Hugh Jackman is...
How'd you know? That's the next one.
Australian.
National right. Anthem. Playing a character.
National Anthem. Hmm. Do Australians sing? Like...
We come from a land down under.
Yes! Wow, I just
of
cannot.
Of course! It's meant work.
Land down under. Points all around for that one.
No one's gonna be.
What here. Else is it gonna be?
Yeah.
Alright, what haven't we done?
The handshake.
Number one,
maybe favorite.
The handshake!
Maybe favorite TV program. I don't know.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Dallas. The old one.
Dharma and Greg.
Dharma and Greg.
They have weird TV preferences down there.
Alright, let's do the handshake. That's always my favorite.
Yeah.
I think each guy throws their boomerang. They put their hand up. The boomerang goes around the hand. Other guy's boomerang goes around the other guy's hand. They catch the boomerang.
So it's boomerang catch.
No, they don't. Neither guy touches the other man's boomerang. It's just going around the hand.
Because that would be gay if they touched
each other. You don't touch another man's boomerang.
You don't touch another
bag. Okay, here's the deal. Both guys walk up to each other, look, or girls, look eye to eye, raise their shirt a little bit, and show the knife.
And their abs.
Yeah. Six pack, 12 pack abs, and straight up Bowie knife. It's like, God knife. Like, yeah.
That's how they
spot out of towners. Look at the
Bowie knife bulge. That guy's got no hole by the fucking bottom of his
bed.
He must not
be
carrying a Bowie knife.
Alright, so
man. I don't know. Maybe they get together and beat up farmers so they can fight around the world.
Fighting around the world.
Alright.
Alright, so
let's tally. Let's tally. Frankly, I gotta pee, so let's end this. No right answers for the first time in history.
No, we said Sydney.
That's not the right answer.
Another point.
If you were paying attention, that wasn't the right answer. It was,
and
it,
with
it was
that,
Boomerang Town.
With that, though, with that, Lou actually pulls into the lead for the most wrong points.
Yes.
And winner of the best answers, all-around funniest answers, is a... Oh shit, it's a two-way tie. Brian and Ken.
Wow.
Woo, woo.
Lou, you weren't far behind on that. If you had a better handshake, it would have been a tough one.
I know, it's tough to think about what they do other than like skinning gators and shit.
That's not them. That's all New Orleans, bro.
Gators in fucking Australia.
Well, there absolutely is.
No, they got crocodiles.
Bro.
Gator. Bro.
Get your reptilian life fucking straight.
Listen.
This guy's got no concept of reptilian.
Some people say gators, some people say crocs.
No.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
You're wrong.
Some people say Japanese, some people say Chinese. Tomato,
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Different.
Some people say Mexican, some people say Cuban, tomato, tomato.
You guys ready to call it a night?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Mabi.
Wow.
All right, so let's call.
Oh, anything we
that was jarring.
Now that Lou's back,
down him down.
Let's push the Twitter again. You got me yes, back on that. At PIB Comics, like tweet us on me. Facebook. Like the Seventh Fear on Facebook, even though I'm about to kill the writer.
Buy a $15 comic.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I'll sign it, apparently.
He'll sign it. Lefty. Listen, this guy will sign it.
I'll sign it with dick sweat. Let's go.
He'll sign it. He'll sign it fucking three times over.
$15 not to do that.
I'm $30 comic.
What are we missing? Anything? Comic-Con's over.
Comic-Con's so over. It's, you know what? Happy Halloween to everybody. This happy is going to be right around the Halloween season. Going to the... Lou's got the vapors. Lou's got the vapors.
I do have the... I declare.
we're starting work on a new comic called...
You wrote it. Yeah, you should know this.
I don't remember the comic I'm looking at.
Night of Redemption.
Night of Redemption.
I was gonna say, I need like the fucking game show music.
Lou's gonna be coloring it. Pete's gonna be drawing it. Our girl Danielle's gonna be inking it.
You all know Danielle.
Yep. She used to be on the show a long time ago.
Not that long.
Thank you to Pope Ken for coming.
Pope Ken always well. So, for myself and Brian and Lou and Ken, close the door behind you. Let's go.